So the Gemara says, really, that implies that Rabbi Yehuda would be of the opinion that even though it's a lav she'ein bo mas, even though it's a lav and an action that isn't an action, you still get malkos. Michlav Rabbi Yehuda savar lav she'ein bo mas a lokun alav, that you would get malkos, you would get punished even in that circumstance as being dalei. How does he know that? So Amar Ula gamar mimoti shemra. He learned it from the case of Moti Shem that we referenced earlier, where the person had said a story about his wife that was untrue, and he gets Makos, even though he also didn't do an action, all he did was words. Ma Moti Shemra, love Shemba Masa Lokun, love, just like Moti Shemra is a situation where he hasn't done an activity and he gets Makos. Av Kol love Shemba Masa Lokun, love, that would be a paradigm. It would be a model for all cases. So the Gemara says, okay, but that only works assuming that Moti Shemra is an example that we can learn from. What if Moti Shemra has unique qualities? Mala Moti Shemra, Shekein Loko Mishali. Moti Shemra is unique because not only do you get Makos, you also have to pay. How can I interpret or derive from there that all situations of Lav She'im Bamasa get Makos? Elam Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish says, okay, I'll learn from somewhere else. Gamar Me'edim Zomman. I'll learn it from our case of Edim Zomman. Ma'edim Zomman Lav She'im Bamasa Lokun Alav. Av Kol Lav She'im Bamasa Lokun Alav. Edim Zomman as well is a circumstance where the person hasn't done anything because all I've done is talk, even though that's a whole discussion of that's a masana. But for our purposes today, the Gemara is assuming Dibor is not an physical activity. And Adam Zomim, all you did was talk, and yet you get Mako. So clearly, Alav She'im Bamasa, you get Mako. So that's going to be our paradigm. So the Gemara says, not so fast. Mal Adam Zomim, Chikain, Ein Tzrichin, Hasra. What about the fact that you don't have a formal warning in Adam Zomim? And normally, to get any type of punishment, I need to be warned formally before I do the activity. So the Gemara says, Moti Shemer Yochiyah, V'chazer Adin Lo Roi Zeh K'Roi Zeh, V'lo Roi Zeh K'Roi Zeh. So we say, okay, we have a circumstance where I'm trying to learn something from A. A has a unique quality. I said, maybe we learn it from B. B has a unique quality. Each one, in a certain sense, cancel each other out. What do they share? So the Gemara says, V'chazer Adin Lo Roi Zeh K'Roi Zeh, V'lo Roi Zeh K'Roi Zeh. The Moti Shemer case had its aspect that was unique. It was Lokum Mishalim. The Eidah Zomimim had its case that was unique, that it needed Hasra. Hasara Shavashabahan, what point do they both share? Lav She'im Bamasav and Lokun Alav. They both, though, have the unique quality that they're a Lav, where there is no action, and yet you get Makas. Av Kol Lav She'im Bamasav Lokun Alav. So we'll say that from the two together, again, each one individually, I can't learn from because they have some aspect that makes it distinct, but they do share, they in a certain sense cancel each other out, and they share one key point, which is, to Lav She'im Bamasa get Makos. Oh, so the Gemara says, Ma'al Asara Shava Shebehen Shekein Knas. What about the fact that there's a Knas involved, that's a fine, that makes it, again, unique, and not a classic example you can learn from? No, Allah Kasher, Rabbi Yehuda Lo Sevelik, Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Yehuda does not agree with Rabbi Akiva, that Eben Zemen is a Knas, so that is not going to be a factor. Oh, Lamara Sara Shebehen Shekein Yesh Behen Tzad Cham. Oh, what about the fact that there are certain strict components to it that should make it not available for these limudim? So the Gemara said, Yehuda Tzad Cham Alo Parach. Yehuda does not agree that that is a problem at all. Now the Gemara says, okay, now that we've done that, now that we understand, back to our original point in the Mishnah, the Rav Meir says you can get makot and get pay and pay because you get a punishment from the pasuk that says Lo Sana Bereicha Eid Shakar for that lav. The Rabbanan said you're not getting double punished. The Rabbanan said you only get one punishment for Eidim Zomim. So what are they going to do? What's the purpose of that pasuk? Ask the Gemara, four lines from the bottom, Rabbanan, Hai Lo Sana Bereicha Eid Shakar, my darish. Hey, what are they going to do? Homui Baile Las Hara. The Eidim Zomim. In certain instances, we talked about Hasra, that's the warning you give to the individual, but there's a larger concept that the Torah is going to say, a warning for every prohibition and an actual listing of the Isser itself. So that's the Azhara, that's the warning that Eidim Zomim should not lie. Lo Sana Bereicha Eid Shakar, Rav Meir, Azhara Eidim Zomim, Minale. How does he know that? How does he know this warning? Amar Rav Yirmiyah, Nafkele V'Hanisharim, Yishma V'Yiro. Below Yisifu Od, in the context of Edom Zom, it talks about that the people will hear and see and not do it again. That's the warning of Edom Zom, not to repeat that same issue that other people have done and not to lie accordingly. Oh, what are the Rabbanan going to do with that pasuk? As we go on to Daf Hey Amid Aleph, Rabbanan Umi Boile Lahach Raza, we say an interesting concept that there are certain circumstances that Beis Din has to make a declaration and tell us what happened. So the pasuk is not a warning, but a pasuk of the declaration to the tzibur. The Gemara says, "V'Rav Meir Hachraza." Where is he going to know the fact that you have to? have that declaration. Yishma v'yiro nafka. He says the pasuk said Hanisharim Yishma v'yiro v'lo yusifod. Lo yusifod is the ashara, but the achrasa comes from the other parts. Yishma v'yiro.